This 2018 Ag in the Classroom interview here on KMZU with Terry Cachette as he's talking with third graders from Tina.
All right, we're back at Ashley Ortwig's third grade class at Tina Avalon, and this time around we're talking with Julie Dodson. Julie, you know, we talked about a lot of different things, corn, soybeans, a lot of different things that could be made with them. Was there something we talked about that really stood out for you?
Corn is made out of, corn helps batteries work.
And how do they help batteries work? You remember that?
It's the boss of it.
Well, the cornstarch is kind of a conductor, right?
Yeah.
Would you have ever imagined that when you look at a battery and you're thinking, there's some corn in there?
No.
I wouldn't either. You know, what are some of the other things that we talked about? Do you remember anything?
Carpet is made out of cornstarch.
Well, what is there in a carpet that corn's used for?
To make it flat.
Well, the ink. Remember the coloring?
And the crayons.
Yeah, and then the crayons, too. Very good. Very good. Now, you know, we talked about a lot of careers in agriculture, because this is, you know, National Agriculture Week. There's a lot of different jobs and careers in agriculture. Was there something there that appealed to you that sounded pretty interesting that you might want to do when you get older?
Be like you.
Oh, be like a farm broadcaster?
Yes.
What is it? Do you like to talk on the radio?
Yes.
You're going to hear yourself this week, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who are your parents?
Brandy and Tim Dotson.
Okay. Now, are they farmers?
No.
So you're not on a farm, are you?
I live in the middle of nowhere, but I'm close to here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, again, we've been talking with Julie Dodson, and Julie is part of Ashley Ortwig's third grade class at Tina Avalon.
That was Terry Cachette talking with a Tina third grader on Ag in the Classroom 2018 during Ag in the Classroom Week. Be sure and tune in throughout the week for more interviews here on KMZU.